Listen, I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to ask your mom some questions, okay?
No, you can't.
Okay. How old are you?
Three. Four.
So you like to be a wiggly worm. You like the iPhone. You like to watch your shows on YouTube. What's your favorite show?
I want PJ Masks.
PJ Masks.
PJ, that's a new one since my daughter was, oh, wow.
Baba found it.
Baba found it.
Baba found it. Good for Baba. He's so smart.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go in the week? Do you take ballet?
Hey, ballet.
Can you show them how you do ballet?
Oh, that's a plie. Very good.
Releve? Ooh, good job.
Well, now I'm going to ask your mom some questions. Is that okay?
I'll do it.
You'll do it? Okay, we'll do it together. How's that?
Yeah, do it together.
Okay.
There. Got to hold it there. So, there you go. There you go.
Can you tell us a little bit about your decision?
I was a baby.
You were a baby. Yes.
And Mama picked me up.
And Mama and Baba picked you up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Mama now to tell me about that, okay?
About why we decided
why China? Yeah.
The criteria fit us.
In what way?
Their financials, the time frame. Time in country was a big factor. You know, we both worked. You know, a lot of countries wanted you a couple trips, or a lot of countries wanted you to stay a month. I mean, that just wasn't, you know, they were like 2 weeks and you can come home. So, I mean, that was kind of a big factor for us. Mm-hmm. And actually, even before we even really signed the paperwork, I always kind of had a heart for China. And I don't know why. It was just kind of a thing that we had talked about.
Had you read about it?
Yeah, here and there in stories. But adoption was near and dear to my heart because of my niece and nephew. If Romania still would have been open, I might have even, you know, leaned towards Romania. But it wasn't. That wasn't even an option. So
you went with China.
We went with China.
Mm-hmm. And you said the financials, was it that it's relatively affordable compared to a lot of the other countries?
I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're both, you know, middle class. I mean,
working people.
Working mm-hmm. people, you know, so.
What do you guys do?
He's a plant manager mm-hmm. and I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah, so you got to think about the bottom line.
Absolutely.
I think most of us do.
I mean, yeah. There are some people that don't have to, but yes. It was a factor for us. And leaving our jobs for a month just wasn't feasible.
And how was it at work leaving for 2 weeks? How were your colleagues about it all? And your boss and everything? Were they excited for you?
Oh, everybody. Everybody in our family was complete. And he had just started a new job. He didn't even have the vacation time. And they're like, don't worry about it. Paid. Bye. I mean, and they were wonderful about it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. It's nice when you have that support.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, my family would support me with
two nieces from Romania.
Absolutely.
And how old are they again?
My nephew just turned 17 and my niece is 18.
Okay. And then you said 2 weeks. How long did you wait from the time you put your paperwork in to the time you got your referral?
That we put our paperwork in September and we got a referral at the end of March.
Of what year?
I submitted started the home study, you know, signed with the agency September 2012, and we accepted the referral, I believe it was like March 28th, 2013.
Wow, that went fast.
We in September to get her.
And was she on the special needs waiting child? So tell me what that's involved in terms of, or will involve in terms of medical care. She's just had a surgery.
She has had two surgeries in China on the lip, and then when she came home, she had her palate fixed, her tonsils out, and now the pharyngeal. So three since she's been home.
So she's had five surgeries total so far, and she's 4 years old.
Right.
Wow. Was it a good process in that? Did you have information about what it would involve? Was it? Did
Absolutely.
You pretty much understand?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. And we were prepared for that.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
But to me, a cleft lip and palate is not I think of special needs as like a major handicap. Cleft lip and palate to me is not a handicap. I mean, it was a couple surgeries, okay.
right? Did you think about doing that because you were aware that the wait otherwise was much longer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if we could help a child that could get the surgery that they needed and, you know, live a quote unquote normal life, then fine. And we can do that. I mean, we have insurance and, you know.
Why not?
It's feasible.
So since she's been home, what was it like when you brought her home? What have been the sort of surprises? What have been the challenges? What have, you know, how has it gone?
Since we've got this, you know, we really didn't have many surprises, honestly.
She's a typical four-year-old. Everything, you know, everything about her is a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, there's surprises all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as any major surprise, as far as any medical history that wasn't disclosed, anything like that, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
So basically it all went like pretty much like clockwork.
Which we know we're not the norm, but it did. I mean, and she bonded with, especially me, from day one. I mean, the minute she saw me, she walked right up to me and put her hands up for me to pick her up. And I was not prepared for that. And even our guide at the time was like, oh my God, that never happens. There was never a strange, if you believe in meant to be or God or whatever, I mean, it was just what was supposed to happen.
Did you expect, had you been sort of prepared by the agency for the bonding and attachment stuff? Had they,
yes.
Was your anticipation that?
I pictured nights in the hotel crying or, you know, unconsolable, you know. I mean, this is what I had in my head and I was scared to death. I was scared to death that medically something else was going to be wrong, that they weren't disclosing. You know what I mean? I had a whole bunch of fears.
We had prepared ourselves for worst case scenario.
Absolutely.
Throughout the process, we had to go through a lot of different training, read a lot of different books, especially about bonding and attachment issues. So we had prepared ourselves for the worst case scenario, and maybe that's why it seemed to go so smoothly, is because we were prepared for the worst.
How old are you both? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm 41.
I'm 44.
And had you tried on your own?
Yes.
Did you arrive at the decision through having got?
I had three miscarriages. Yeah.
Okay.
And then after the third, I said, nope, I'm done. And thanks to my grandfather who had passed away, as soon as I had my third miscarriage, my sister came over and pulled him aside and said, tell her when she's ready, but you guys have the money to adopt now.
He had left money. He had passed away about 2 weeks before the third miscarriage, and he had left a substantial amount of money that would cover the adoption, and we found out about it the morning we came back from the hospital of the third miscarriage. So it's really, the whole process has just had this whole feeling of it was meant to be.
It just was meant to be.
It was supposed to happen.
So let me ask you this question I always ask everybody kind of at the end of the interview. Is there anything you'd like to tell people, you'd like people to know about adopting from China or adopting in general? Do you get asked many questions? I mean, you have a family where international adoption was not unusual to the family.
Right.
Did you have any concerns, for instance, about having a biracial, multiracial family? Were there any questions or concerns? Or do you get asked any dumb questions, any
always.
Of that kind of thing?
There's always dumb questions. Oh, she must have cost you a lot. And then I just have learned that I really kind of walk away from those kind of people because I'm a pretty blunt person. And, you know, if you ask me an intelligent question, I will answer it. But, you know, most of the time they say, that's great that you saved a child. And, like, his standard answer is, she really saved us. It wasn't about saving, you know.
It was about making a family. That was our goal, was to have a child we could raise together.